If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hey guys, my name's Hayley Quinn and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ, my podcast, which teaches you insights into female psychology for dating and love, and also gives you a really ethical approach to how you can meet women. So if you are currently like not saying hello because you're worried about being creepy or weird, then I am going to be helping you out with a really female focused, woman approved approach to love and why it's kind of important to do it that way. Joining me today is a lovely female guest. She is my HQ club, online club manager, Alex.
Hi everyone, I'm Alex. As you can tell, I'm not from England. I'm actually from Canada. I just recently moved to London and really happy to be here at the HQ headquarters today podcasting with you, Hayley.
Awesome. And I have to say, Alex has been helping out. If you guys know about my HQ club, you can find out more about it at hayleyquinn.com/men/club, C-L-U-B.
Join the club.
So Alex has been helping me out basically with my mission, two missions that I have. One is about real life dating. And that's because when you came to London, you experienced kind of like the highs and lows of just relying on dating apps to meet people, right?
Yeah, I went a little bit crazy with dating apps. I went on so many dates in like a month. I went on 10 or 15 dates or something. And they were all coming from these dating apps. And then after, you know, joining the club and finding out about what IRL actually means, I didn't know beforehand, I found out and tried it out and discovered that it's actually a lot more fun, a lot more authentic, a lot more challenging.
And quickly, what's the difference for you in between meeting a guy, say you match with a guy on like Tinder versus a guy walks up to you maybe during the coffee shop and says hi?
So much more memorable. There's something about when someone, says hi to me out in public. It's just about facial features. It's about tone of voice. When I'm looking at a dating profile, it's like, you know, a picture and something that I don't remember that they may have written on their profile. So, yeah, of course, I think being out, and especially in London, there's so many good opportunities, so many people around. So
yeah, and the thing is about meeting people in real life is often, I think, as a guy, you've kind of been told by the media, which I have many problems with, mm-hmm. that it's just not cool for you to say hello, that you're in fact doing something like creepy and weird by even thinking, how dare you look at a woman in that way. Whilst we obviously at HayleyQuinn.com, we work with women as well. And so we know how many women are going, why do I never get approached?
Yeah, exactly.
Where have all the real men gone? Mm-hmm. So we have a strong cause and philosophy, which is actually about giving you the skills and also just like the thumbs up that it's very cool to approach her in real life. And we want to teach you ethical ways to do that that are female friendly, where you just, you know, which you don't really have to worry about stuff like being rejected or knocked back. We're kind of reversing all of the psychology that you hold around that, because our other big thing that, you know, we've been kind of, well, I think in our own different ways, working on this approach for the past year. As you may or may not know, I had a kind of a crazy series of life events about just over a year ago. And that really made me sit back and think about how dating and love is being taught and the messages you hear about it and how helpful or not it is. And over the other side, if you've been following me for a while, you'll notice that my general message has become a lot more female focused. So I kind of wanted to use a bit of this podcast as well to explain, tell you the benefits of how that applies to you as a man. Because when we did our latest Hayley Quinn club event, because we do live events if you're a club member, which are free now, we decided to do a summer mixer party where we, for the first time bravely, got our male and female club members in the same room and saw what happened.
Yeah, we turned speed dating upside down and we had a crazy good time. What do you think? It was awesome.
It was awesome. And I think what was most interesting is really it gave men and women the chance to not be like on different sides, you know, like how do you say these five lines that will make any trick any woman, you know, like no one needs to trick anyone. Like honestly, women are so into you approaching them. There is no trickery that is needed. And I think what surprised the men who attended most was that the women were not getting approached at all. And lots of the beliefs that they held around women were not right. And were in fact disempowering them from taking the action that they needed to take in order to get what they wanted. So look, I'm going to give you like my 1 minute elevator pitch. So bear with me as to why you should listen to me, who's talking about all this female empowered love and dating, woman friendly love and dating, how that actually positively affects you and is not a negative in the slightest. Okay, imagine this as a new world order, okay, new reality that I'm trying to bring about. One, women if they want you to approach them, they're going to give you much clearer signals, or they'll approach you themselves. Oh yes.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. And that's because women so far have been told that dating advice for women basically says they have to sit there in a corner looking pretty and hoping that you'll say hello to them. Now, you on the other side are probably waiting for a really clear signal from her that it's cool for you to go and say hi. This creates an environment that's a bit like the Cold War, where no one's doing anything, but everyone's feeling a bit on edge. So to combat that, what we're trying to do is we're trying to teach women that it's okay for them to make really, really clear signals, and also that it's okay for women to, if they want to initiate at least start the conversation, that's all right. Another really important kind of principle here is that women should be taking more personal responsibility to communicate their feelings clearly to you. So, i.e., if she's not interested, which is fine, just let you know instead of disappearing.
Yeah, just say something. I know those awful texts where they just are gone. Like, how does that make me feel? It makes me feel awful.
Right, and you had that situation, right, where you had to maybe, in a nice, ethical way, let some guys know.
Yeah,
that's a no.
Yeah, definitely. I've always tried to be super. I think being straightforward is my key communication thing. So I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Right. And I think if you're listening to this, how frustrating is it when you get a bunch of like, let me see how my schedule clears up, or I'll let you know in a few days. It's like, oh yeah. No, like that's not respectful of her to communicate like that towards you. So if a woman feels more empowered and she feels more comfortable to just be direct and say, look, it was good meeting you, but I don't feel we have that level of connection, so good luck for the future. At least you know, and it's binary and it's obvious, and I think that helps everyone. So it's all about paying into a system, actually, where we start to respect each other a little bit more.
Yeah, and it's all about no tricks. We're not playing any games. We're just communicating.
Right, and same with when it comes to, dare I say it, sex. Like, again, if she's less worried about being judged for whether she's being slutty or not, or non-girlfriend material by being sexual with you, things are going to be better, because it would be actually, I think, nicer if people were able to be a little bit more free about their sexuality, or communicate that more clearly to you and not fear social racial judgment. So as far as I can see, like, you know, women being a bit more empowered in love and dating has this, it's not saying women are better than men or above men. It's actually going like, no, guys, we're all in the same boat here. This is all a mess. This isn't really anyone's fault. This is thanks to like a lot of bad dating advice, pickup advice, Hollywood movies, music, songs with giving us funny expectations about romance. Mm-hmm. If we can get rid of all of that and we can actually communicate to each other clearly and be honest and open about what our intentions are, oh my gosh, I think we'd have like more love, more sex, more babies, more adventures, more happiness. Yeah, exactly. More awesome dates, mm-hmm. And more ability to meet each other where it really counts in the real world. So if you're down with this mission, I'm going to be giving you, you know, as ever, apart from my odd, interesting and weird dating advice interviews, I'm also going to be giving you access to this new strategy that I'm teaching on love. And I wanted to ask you, just as like a huge, but very little personal favor.
Thank you. Please,
like, please. If you can take 1 minute out of your day right now, and if you can go to Panel Picker, which is panelpicker.sxsw.com. And if you go to that and you go to /vote/60588, you can vote for me to speak at South by Southwest Festival, where I'm going to be talking about this radical new philosophy that I genuinely hope, you know, I'm not like trying to say anyone's better than anyone. I genuinely, would make me happy if more people met one another and you felt like tomorrow you could walk up to a woman that you liked and that would make her happy and everyone's happy. If you're down with the philosophy, or you can go to panelpicker.sxsw.com and search for Hayley Quinn or Love the Evolution, and you can vote there. And honestly, if you've done this, email me with proof of your vote and I'll give you something. Like, apart from a digital high five, I'll give you a free gift and everything. But you have to do it over the next few days because I think voting closes later this week. So get on to it.
Let's support the message. Let's support this awesome, you know, equal movement. And I'm really excited to hear you speak there.
Yeah, I can't wait. Let's get it out there. Okay, guys, I'll be back next week with another episode of Attraction HQ, where I'll be hopefully breaking some more or bad, old, outdated stereotypes down, busting some barriers, helping you to set your intentions, step outside your comfort zone, and make a lot of men and women much happier in the future. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.